Charisse Bennett is a caretaker. She takes care of her sister who has cerebral palsy. She's got two sons, two dogs, and she still has the tank that used to house her turtle and fish. It's a role she happily fills on top of the other roles she's taken on over the years.
Call center coordinator, caterer, accounts payable, executive secretary, and when that failed, I drove school bus and I drove trucks.
But about 10 years ago, working in any capacity started getting harder. Bennett was diagnosed with diabetes that had gone untreated for a while. A few years later, she did something to her ankle that meant she couldn't stand up very long. Then an inflammatory lung disease, arthritis in her hands, and in 2013, after putting off visits to the doctor, she was told she had an aortic valve condition, something she was born with. She had to stop working. She had no health insurance. And for the first time, the caretaker needed some help herself.
For me to pay my bills, I have friends sometimes that step up to the plate. But you don't want to be a burden on somebody else.
But each time Bennett applied for disability, she got denied, at least 5 times.
Let's put it this way. If you're a person and you have means and you have money, you can get up and go to a restaurant. You can go out with friends. You can go shopping for clothes. These things that they take for granted, I have to plan for a dollar at a time.
She filed her most recent disability application in July of 2014. So now, like almost 9,000 other people who've applied for benefits through the Miami Disability Office, she's waiting to argue her case in front of a judge and make a convincing argument that she should not have been denied. So far, Bennett's been waiting 18 months on her most recent case. And statistically, she's got months to go before she'll get a hearing.
I had an uncle who was awarded benefits posthumously 5 years after he applied. So I think I understand how the system doesn't work.
Later, Thomas Snook became a judge in this very system. He's been deciding disability cases in the Miami Social Security office for 18 years. Over the last year, the Miami office has had the longest average wait time in the country for a disability hearing, a little more than 20 months.
Now, something wrong with a system that's designed to help people that are disabled, where people are dying before you can hear their cases.
The Social Security Administration declined to be interviewed for this story, but issued a statement pointing to shrinking budgets and growing numbers of hearing requests as reasons for the long wait. But that explanation isn't sitting well with Bennett.
It's my money. I mean, it's crazy to deny me what I've put into the program.
The government takes out money for Social Security from most paychecks.
If Social Security had given me what's due me, I would have Medicare. I wouldn't have to worry about my health. I wouldn't have to worry about how I'm going to pay my bills.
In October, Bennett joined a lawsuit against the Social Security Administration with a dozen other people who've been waiting to see a judge, some of them for 30 months. The suit was organized by the University of Miami School of Law's Health Rights Clinic. The clinic sits at this unusual intersection between lawyers and doctors. It has easy access to the staff at the medical school. And it may have figured out another way to deal with the issue on the front end of the problem. That's the approach Carlos Nunez tried. Back in April, he was diagnosed with a condition usually found in kids.
Desmoplastic medulloblastoma, brain cancer.
Every few weeks, he goes for treatment at the pediatric wing of Sylvester Cancer Center in Miami. His treatments can last a few days. At 23 years old, Nunez towers over the other patients in the hallways. He sits on a gurney as a nurse preps him for yet another round of chemo. A quick finger prick.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
One and two. Yeah.
And what I have for a Band-Aid is the Ninja Turtles. Cute Band-Aids, yeah.
Doctors told Nunez he couldn't work for at least a year, so he quit his job as a cleaner in a mall. His mom had to quit her job, too. She drives Nunez 2 hours down to Miami from Stewart almost every week for his treatments. They leave him 2 weeks to drive. Nunez would seem like a perfect candidate for a kind of disability called Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. And with brain surgery, dozens of rounds of chemo and radiation, he says he needs the health insurance he'd get through the program. He applied right after his brain surgery in April.
The letter is the decision. When I got my letter, I was at my house. Denial.
Like Charisse Bennett, the only choice he had was to request a hearing and wait for a judge. But before he submitted the paperwork, he got linked up with the Health Rights Clinic. Melissa Swain is the associate director of the clinic and says Nunez's case is so black and white, she has no idea how they could have denied him in the first place. And this happens a lot, she says.
The problem is that doctors and Social Security don't really communicate on the same level. They don't speak the same language.
And for Dr. Michael Kolber, that difference was clear. He works at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine.
You know, a lot of the disability questions that I remember had nothing to do with the way I look at disability.
And that difference in approach to the same medical condition could be what gets someone denied when they should have been approved. So Dr. Kolber has helped the Health Rights Clinic talk with doctors to figure out how to bridge this gap.
And so we created a one-page, super simple, straightforward, yes-no questions that the doctor could answer, basically to translate the medical diagnosis and impairments to Social Security so that they could understand.
This one page is essentially a roadmap to the hundreds of pages of evidence people like Carlos Nunez have to submit from their doctors in language made for the Social Security Administration. And in Nunez's case, with this one-page form, the students at the health clinic got his case reopened and approved.
Without having to go to a judge, without having to write a letter to Washington, D.C., right? We were able to get them really to turn around and say, we made a mistake. We're going to approve it. Done.
This type of one-page form could cut down on the number of people waiting for a disability hearing who shouldn't be. And that could cut down on the extremely long wait times for other people. The clinic is hoping to make more of these roadmaps available to the public. But Swain knows Nunez's case is unusual. She doesn't see the Social Security office going back and reopening a bunch of cases. Cases like Charisse Bennett's. Bennett just has to continue waiting for her latest disability hearing. In the meantime, she's had open-heart surgery. The hospital picked up the tab. If she wins, though, she could get back pay, all the way back to when she first applied.
All the way back for 6 years. I've been going through this so long, my son was a minor. Just how long I've been fighting for my benefits. Now he's 20 years old.
She says if she gets disability benefits, she'd buy a home with the back pay. But she'd keep her car, just get it fixed up a bit. And for the first time in a long time, she'd have health insurance. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.